homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
ECZ in final stages of preparations for constituency delimitation. The Saka High Court urges government to expedite development of sentencing guidelines. In global news, Uganda vote overshadowed by detentions, intimidation, and fears of violence. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM Evening News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that it is in the final stages of preparatory work to undertake the delimitation of constituencies in line with the Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the exercise will be carried out in accordance with constitutional provisions and forms part of key electoral reforms ahead of the 2026 general election. In a statement, Mr. Kasaro has indicated that the commission is prioritizing the process to ensure compliance with the law and electoral timeliness. He has explained that the delimitation exercise will be conducted with full engagement of stakeholders, including political parties, civil society organizations, and other interested groups to promote transparency and inclusiveness throughout the process. Mr. Kasaro further stated that the exercise is expected to be concluded before the certification of the Register of Voters, which is scheduled for 30th April 2026, in line with the ECZ 2026 general election roadmap. Lusaka High Court judge in charge of generalist matters, Geoffrey Mlenga, has urged government to fast-track the development of sentencing guidelines, saying their absence undermines efforts to implement alternative dispute resolution, ADR, and contributes to case backlogs and overcrowding in correctional facilities. Speaking this afternoon at the official opening of the Lusaka High Court criminal session, Judge Mlenga warned that although ADR has been adopted in principle, the lack of clear sentencing protocols means offenders of minor offences continue to receive custodial sentences instead of alternatives. Judge Mlenga emphasized that while courts retain discretionary powers in sentencing, the absence of standardized guidelines in both civil and criminal matters has significantly weakened the effectiveness of ADR. He has cautioned that without clear sentencing frameworks, ADR risks becoming symbolic rather than a practical and substantive justice mechanism.
ADR will in due course become concretized in reality someday, will come to nothing unless all stakeholders, and in this I include every single person present here today, play their part in taking action oriented towards this attainment. I I urge all of you, my learned brothers and sisters of the bench, the learned director of public prosecution and the NPA, the Honourable Minister of Justice, and all of the Solicitor General, State Council, and all legal practitioners of every chain, be they prosecuting counsel or defense counsel, to allow the ideal of incorporation of ADR in the criminal justice system.
At the same event, Minister of Justice Princess Kasune confirmed that government is addressing the concern by drafting sentencing guidelines as part of the Criminal Procedure Amendment Bill 2025, which is currently before the National Assembly.
Over the past 2 years, the judiciary has consistently used this platform to send deliberate and thoughtful policy signals on the place of alternative dispute resolution ADR mechanism in criminal justice. These signals have not been lost on government, your government. They have informed our legislative agenda and shaped the ongoing reviewing of the criminal procedure and related laws.
And Lusaka Region Correctional Facility Commanding Officer Mulenga Nkondwa disclosed that 7 correctional facilities in Lusaka Region hold 5,496 inmates, with Mwembeshi Remand Facility recording the largest population at 1,991 and Lusaka Central at 1,520. Meanwhile, Ndola High Court Judge in charge of the 2026 Criminal Section Justice, Lamik Male, says the Ndola Judiciary is facing understaffing, limited office space, and inadequate resources, a situation that has contributed to delayed justice. Speaking at the ceremonial opening of the 2026 criminal session in Ndola today, Justice Male cited instances where judicial officers are forced to share office space for up to 2 weeks when superior courts sit in Ndola.
How are you? Find the challenges highlighted above. I wish to assure you and your office and the public at that, that we shall remain committed and dedicated to our work and continue to work effectively and efficiently within the available resources. I wish to state that the judiciary remains committed to discharging its functions independently and transparently.
In more news, the Sulawesi High Court has sentenced Nelson Sanjay, 39, to 20 years imprisonment with hard labour for defiling a 9-year-old girl. Judge Obista Musukwa handed down the sentence after Sanjay pleaded guilty to the charge, contrary to Section 138 of Cap 87 of the Laws of Zambia. The court heard that Sanjay's actions were a serious offence and the sentence was intended to serve as a deterrent to others. Judge Musukwa noted the increasing number of defilement cases and emphasized that perpetrators of child sexual abuse would face the full weight of the law. The convict arrested from Kasempa District will begin serving his sentence effective September 17, 2025, for defilement of the victim, who was then 9 years old. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reminded political parties participating in the Chawama parliamentary by-election to adhere to the Electoral Code of Conduct, stressing that elections are a collective responsibility that require discipline and cooperation from all stakeholders. Addressing political parties during a district party liaison committee meeting in Lusaka this afternoon, ECZ Assistant District Electoral Officer Victor Kagoli said tolerance among political players is key to maintaining peace during the campaign period and poll day. Mr. Kagoli explains that the meeting was convened early to allow the commission to engage political parties and candidates ahead of polling day. Meanwhile, Mr. Kagoli has disclosed that accreditation of political party officials and representatives has commenced today and will close on Wednesday at 17 hours at the Lusaka City Council Civic Center.
We aim to foster a spirit of collaboration, ensure clarity on key electoral matters, and establish a framework that promotes peace, fairness, transparency, and efficiency in the campaign period ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the Political Party Liaison Committee, which is at national level, also district level, is a forum of consultation on electoral matters.
In global news, Uganda heads